Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Karen Bobeck of the 117th Legislative District in Luzerne, Wyoming, and Columbia Counties. Representative Bobeck, welcome to this report to your constituents. You've just introduced some interesting pieces of legislation that are very important to folks who do both telephone communications and some digital communication on handheld devices. They have to do with telephone numbers and telemarketers. What's going on with these bills?
Well, one addresses the problem of spoofing. Now, that's where a caller would call you, and on your caller ID, you would see some sort of misrepresentation. They might infer that they're with a bank, that they're with the state, when actually these spoofers are not. They think they're speaking with somebody legitimate, and they're talking with somebody who wants to get their personal identification. This bill would address that problem. It's our job to protect all Pennsylvania consumers from falling prey to scams. And we find that a lot of the targets are the elderly citizens of the state.
What kind of penalties would you put in place for people who do this sort of thing to consumers?
Well, the first offense would be a third-degree misdemeanor, and that's up to 1 year in jail and or $2,500. Second subsequent offense would be a second-degree misdemeanor, up to 2 years in jail and $5,000. Now, we do recognize that there are legitimate law enforcement and commercial uses for this software. However, we're identifying those who only have ill intent, and we want to capture them.
You also have some other legislation that has to do with spyware, for lack of better description. We're used to hearing about it being on computers and stuff like that, but I understand that this entire problem has migrated into handheld devices as well. What's going on here?
Now, this is an act that would prohibit the installation and download of spyware onto any cell phone without the consent of the authorized user.
Why is this really necessary? What kind of problems are people facing?
People are monitoring and tracking with software that can be downloaded to our wireless devices. This software can provide access to our phone conversations, voicemails, text messages, physical location, and can even activate the device video to spy on the user in real time. Now, the software is undetectable to the wireless device, and the owner or the authorized user might not have any idea that they're being tracked or spied on.
I guess they could also steal passwords, and there's actually some implications in terms of people losing money or banking information, for example.
You're absolutely right. Just as we found with our computers, so can it be on your cell phone. Now, the bill doesn't prevent, and I need to stress this, the installation and use of tracking software that's currently being offered by wireless communication providers. I mean, if a parent wants it on their child's cell phone, that's entirely different. So we made sure that parents and those who have legitimate uses for this software are protected.
And what kind of penalties would be incurred for people who illegally use this kind of software?
Well, a second-degree felony, up to 10 years in jail, or fines up to $25,000. And to me, that's very important and that's very strong for a first offense. And that's how it should be, because, once again, they're looking to steal our identity or our privacy.
And if people need more information on these pieces of legislation, how can they get a hold of it? Where can they go?
Well, I advise them to go to my website, and that's repbobeck.com. And further information for contact is right there on my site, as will be the description of both bills.
Representative Bobeck, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for another legislative report with your state representative, Karen Bobeck.